So, hello and welcome to Europe in My Backyard. I'm Paula Wiseman, and over the course of the following weekly programmes, we're going to be hearing about the many ways in which European cohesion policy has impacted us all on our daily lives. So today, I am joined on Zoom by Caroline Bockel, BIM Director of Corporate Services. And then in the second half of the programme, I'm going to be chatting with Meg Kerwin from Goatsbridge Trout Farm in Kilkenny. So hi, Caroline, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Paula. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Cool. So a lot of people, we've all heard of BIM, but can you maybe tell us a little bit about the work that BIM does?
I will, of course. So one of the really interesting facts in Ireland is that 1.9 million people live within 5 kilometres of the sea. We're a maritime nation, really, for a very, very long time. And seafood is an area that has been underdeveloped, in our view. We have a huge abundance of seafood off our shoreline. So our job is the National Agency for Seafood Development. And our role is really to make sure that we're developing the lovely seafood, making sure that people get to try it, they get to taste it in as many ways as possible. And we're working with producers up and down the country to try to make sure that they're able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you hear about all the oyster festivals and things that go on down the country.
That's right. We have an incredible amount of seafood. So we have lovely oysters and mussels. Salmon is the most popular fish in Ireland. Lots of people eat salmon, but we have lots and lots of different species, over 20 species in Ireland. And we really would like people to try more of them. And we're working with lots of different producers like Max, who you're going to be talking to later today, to really make sure that we're equipping them to get the best out of this really fabulous product and that they can get it to the market where people can try it and enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about having such a wide array of, you know, literally anything and everything that swims.
Yeah, that's right. But as a nation, we've just been a bit reluctant to try seafood sometimes. You know, it's been associated with poverty and with lots of other things in the past. And you know, we're really working to try to move people away from that because, you know, it's such a wonderful product. Not only is it really healthy and low fat and very good for you, it's got very little carbon footprint. It's got no air miles. It's right on our doorstep. It's so fresh. It's quick and easy to cook and very easy to digest. So it's something that we're really keen to try to make sure that we're promoting and making sure that we give everybody the opportunity to try it.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the European Maritime Fisheries, and it's now called the Aquaculture Fund. That new part's been added to the title. So how long has the fund been in existence?
Well, this is its third iteration. It's been in existence for a very long time, but this is a new fund which is just being launched later this year. So it's until 2027. So it's a long time. It's a hugely beneficial fund. It's a very large amount of money, 142 million for Ireland. So
wow.
Part of our role is really to make sure that we're achieving those things that I spoke earlier about, which is not only helping people to develop products, but also helping people to be more sustainable and helping to develop these sectors and then providing training to people both on boats and in the industry to be able to work safely and well with this.
So, I mean, what kind of organisations would come to you for funding, for help with their project?
There's an enormous variety of it. So we would be operating over a dozen different schemes. So they would range from what we would call a capital investment scheme, which is where companies will come to us and they'd say, well, we'd like to have a new production line. We'd like to be more energy efficient. We'd like to try new technologies. So we will fund them to do that. We will part fund them to do that. Right through to the smaller, what we call the inshore fishermen who are fishing lobster and crab and so on off the coast. They're doing so nearly as an artisan industry. And we, again, will fund them with gear and technology. We'll give them training. We'll try to help them get up on social media to try to make sure that they're maximizing the value that they're getting from their catch. And then also with fishermen at sea, we will give them their safety training. We'll also provide sustainable equipment for boats. So, for example, so they can be more fuel efficient. So right across the whole spectrum of development, we're really looking to fund a whole range of people. But I suppose one that might be of significant interest to your listener is one, again, a bit of a mouthful. It's called the Community-Led Local Development, and it's CLLD for short. And what that is there's seven boards around the coast, and they are all nominated by BIM after a competitive process. And what they do is they figure out what are the priorities in their area. So they have to be near the coast, and they will write their own strategy. And then they can apply to us for funding for a whole variety of projects under that strategy. So seafood, most definitely, but also marine tourism and leisure, also horticulture, various things that are going to benefit their economy. So really, really interesting opportunities there for people, and very generous funding.
Yeah. I mean, you must get so many people applying for funding. It must be so, so hard to choose. I'm guessing that you can't help everybody that you'd like to.
No, I mean, what we try to do is make the application process as easy as possible so that people aren't applying when they may be not going to be eligible. So we've tried to make that really clear. So we see some fantastic projects. You know, some of the things that come in front of us are absolutely wonderful, and you just want to really give them a good start and then, you know, connect them up to Enterprise Ireland and other places to really kind of push them along. Because, of course, some of these, particularly the community-led local development, this is where some of these really good ideas come from. You know, people come and they say, well, you know, why don't I try doing this? For example, we did a really interesting project with sea salt, where somebody had decided that they wanted to make this really good artisan sea salt. We grant aid to them that. It's been a huge success. So we see lots of those little products. We see beauty products coming from seaweed and all sorts of things. And that's in addition to obviously all the seafood ones. And they're just fabulous to see. They're really heartening. The level of entrepreneurial ability of people is wonderful. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, you hear about the properties of seaweed and things that you don't even think about.
Right, yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even have connected that with you guys.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And of course, seaweed is a sort of a seafood for some people. It's a seafood as well. So it's really interesting. And, you know, those people then will connect with our Taste the Atlantic program, which is right up and down the coast, where we have people who are all connected, and we're supporting them with branding and signage and really good look and feel of being part of a seafood trail. So they're really, really popular with tourists and with Irish people alike. And then what that means is that people along those trails, for example, things like a smokehouse, they will come to us and they'll say, well, now we've got visitors, we think we might do a tasting centre, a visitor centre. And we'll say, absolutely, you can apply to us for funding for that as well. So we're really trying to work with these local communities and these boards, these flag boards, to really try to make sure that we're putting as much investment into these coastal communities as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard from past guests, I mean, putting in a proposal can be quite a lengthy task, you know, and it's quite a large task as well. Do you kind of help people if, you know, say fishermen are coming to you, they've obviously never had any dealings with putting together, you know, proposals for trying to get help with their funding and stuff. Do you help with putting together proposals?
We do indeed. So the first thing is we have is it's an online process, which is fairly straightforward. We've got guidelines for people that are on our website. So it takes people through every question step by step with how they need to address it. And then we've got videos. So you can watch a video of somebody doing an application step by step. So if you print out your guidelines and have them beside you, and then you're watching somebody do it, you're really just copying that process. And then we also have a team of regional officers around the coast, and they will also help people with their application, and they'll walk them through it. So we've got lots of different opportunities, still lots of ways to help people to make sure they can make applications.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're at the birth of a lot of these projects. Do you get to see kind of like end products? Do you get to see much of the organisation?
We do. And yeah, so we absolutely do. We will go back to them maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years later, and we'll say, how did it work? And of course, you know, we're not just saying all projects have to be successful. You know, that just doesn't happen like that. So some projects people will say, well, it didn't work, but this is what we learned, and this is what we do different the next time. And that's extremely useful and good to do that.
Yeah.
But of course, the really exciting ones are the ones that are successful, to go back and see them operating, and to see, you know, companies that are up and running and that are doing, you know, really interesting things. For example, one of the projects we funded was in Dunmore East, somebody reopened a fish shop that had been closed for many, many years, and it was so successful that she opened a food truck to go with it, and that's sitting outside, and it's really super. And of course, really giving people the opportunity to access the seafood, but a fabulous business that's up and running again. So it's really good to go and visit those people and see exactly what they're doing. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Dunmore East is kind of well known for its seafood, isn't it? I think, you know.
That's so right, yeah.
It was obviously meant to be.
Meant to be, exactly. And a food truck to go with it. And of course, seafood trucks are big fans of seafood trucks now, of course, because they're, you know, again, a great way to for people to sell their catch in a sort of, I suppose, more accessible way. You know, they can go along to festivals and various things, and it's great. It makes it a really viable business for people.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you go out to Hoth on the weekend and it's just the smell of all the different fish and things, yeah. It's
I know, it's fabulous, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know, it's absolutely fun. Yeah, it is. It's amazing.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about you, Caroline. What's your own background? How did you get involved in BIM? What did you come from?
Oh my goodness. A long and winding trail. Well, I worked with the Marine Institute, which is the state agency for research and development, for a very long time. And then the opportunity came to join BIM. And I suppose what I really like is we're very close to industry. We're really close to the clients. We can look and see what do people need in order to grow their business. So the opportunity to get involved with that was just irresistible. So it's been great, and it's a real privilege to be building these grants and to be really making sure that, you know, we are making grants suitable for what people actually need. So that piece you talked about going back afterwards is really important, you know, to actually say, well, what did work and what would we do different next time? And just to keep sort of fine tuning it all the time, make sure that we're meeting demand.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose it's a learning experience for everybody, isn't it? It's a learning experience for you. You know, you can kind of say, right, we did this. So maybe next time, like the projects,
that's right.
You know, we can do this a different way in the future.
Yeah, that's right. And I suppose, you know, sometimes, you know, we have done some grants and we thought they would be really successful and maybe they haven't been. And we have to look and say, well, why didn't they work? And then other grants we've opened and they're massively oversubscribed. So, for example, any grants to do with sustainability now, we find they're all fully, fully subscribed, which is absolutely wonderful. Mm. And again, we're now focusing on that and we're going to make sure that we're building them up more. So, you know, people are really conscious, not only that they're catching their fish sustainably. So, for example, we work with people on technical things to make sure that they've got the right gear and they're not catching fish that are too big or too small and so on. So we'll work with them on all of that. But what we're also finding is that people are really conscious about energy efficiency, yes, about fuel efficiency. So we're now developing new grants in those areas to make sure that we're, you know, meeting all of those needs, to make sure people can make good productive incomes from this.
Mm, that's the thing. A lot of it is to, you know, sustainability is very important to people, you know, especially in this day and age. And it's nice for you, obviously, being able to tick all these boxes.
Yeah, I mean, it's really important because it's not just about, you know, the sustainability of the fish, but it's also about people's businesses. You know, it has to be sustainable businesses for people as well. So, you know, we're looking about sustainability right across the whole sector. So, yeah, it's really interesting. Customers are demanding it and we're very much going to be there and we are there, you know, to meet that demand in terms of both advice to people, but also grant aid to help them really make their business sustainable.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for that, Caroline. It's been an absolute education today. Thanks so much for talking to me.
My pleasure.